a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
Okay, we were expecting to have Representative Chris Stewart call the show. We don't know if he went to lunch without us, without telling us. But apparently back in the halls of D.C., they are running around trying to track him down. I mean, maybe he's in a committee hearing. He better be in a committee hearing. We wanted to talk to him about a very, very important issue. We expect the president to announce sometime today a vaccine mandate for federal workers, federal contractors. Not sure if this also includes the military. He certainly has the power to do all three as the commander-in-chief and as the ultimate boss of federal agencies. We don't know exactly what that mandate's going to say, but we suspect there's going to be a big old loophole in it. We got a big old loophole in that mandate, Dave.
Yeah, because when I hear mandate, I think or else, right? Do this or else. Mm-hmm. You get your vaccine or else you're going to be fired. Well, that's not exactly how I read it.
Representative Chris Stewart, did they drag you away from your appetizer at lunch to get you on the Dave and Dejanovic show?
Oh, my gosh. I wish it was an appetizer at lunch. I'm on the floor voting, and it's painful, but I'm so glad to be with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for interrupting the floor vote. to talk to our listeners. I think I know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask it anyways. Are you for a federal mandate for workers to be vaccinated?
No, I'm not. And let me tell you why. And you're right. You're not surprised by my answer. But I think my answer is defensible. And it's a couple things. The first is the science simply doesn't support it right now. Remember, it was only a week ago that President Biden held his town hall on CNN. And he said, hey, if you're vaccinated, you're protected. That was only a week ago. And now all of this has changed. But it's changed based on insufficient and, as we now know, flawed information. It's based on a study out of India that has been rejected by peer review, that we now know is based on a vaccine which isn't even available here in the United States. And there's just no scientific basis for making this mandate. And the second reason, I think, is even more important, and that is the United States government should not compel medical care. That should be an individual choice. And if you're a young person who is, say, expecting or starting a family, as I've talked to many, it's a perfectly reasonable response to say, I would like to give this vaccine, which is only authorized for emergency use. I would like to give this vaccine a little time to make sure there aren't things that we don't know about it yet. How in the world can the government say to that person, no, you have to take this vaccine and you have to take it right now?
Do you feel differently if this decision was being made on a state level or on a private level?
Well, I certainly feel differently if it was, or at least a little better if it was made on the state level, because as our founding fathers knew, that's closest to the people and they're more responsive to the people and they're not full of this bureaucratic, bloated federal government that we see now. But really, Dave, it comes down to it should be an individual choice. And look, people will make bad choices. There are people, we've given the people the opportunity in many states to have recreational marijuana. I think that's a bad choice. We give people the opportunity to drink and to drink to excess. And we know the cost in lives and shattered families and child abuse, et cetera. But we give them that choice. And sometimes people make bad choices. I think people should get vaccinated. I have been vaccinated. I encourage people, you should get vaccinated. But there's a difference between saying this is what you think is right and here's the reasons and saying, well, I'm in the federal government. I'm going to compel you to do this. And people should resist that. And I think they will resist that.
Representative Chris Stewart, live on the line, just stepped out of a House floor vote to call the show, talk to our listeners about what we believe is going to be a vaccine mandate issued by the President of the United States for federal workers, federal contractors to vax up with the COVID-19 vaccine. So, Representative Stewart, if not a federal mandate from the president to vaccinate federal workers, give me your three-step plan, if you have one, to get us out of this pandemic.
Well, the first thing is we have to recognize what is the actual threat. How dangerous is the Delta virus? And the truth is that it's more contagious but less deadly. There's less worse medical outcomes on this than the previous. So let's start with the basis of what is real. The second thing is let's continue to encourage people to get vaccinated, especially older folks. And I think 90% of older Americans, senior citizens in America, have been vaccinated. That's good. They're clearly the most vulnerable. Other people with comorbidities or other health concerns. Let's continue to encourage people to get vaccinated. And even if you're healthy, I think it's a good idea. But I guess if you ask for a three-step plan, I wasn't prepared for that. I should have done.
I know. I was just throwing that out there.
I know, and I'm kind of teasing you back. But I would add this final thing, and that is, you're right. The pandemic is going to be with us for a while, especially as we go through these different variations. In fact, we talked with a house physician yesterday. He said he'll be with us for the rest of our lives, just like the flu is. He made the point that the Spanish flu is the variations from that are what the seasonal flu that we deal with now. But I think we got to take the approach that we don't shut down our economy. We don't mandate people to have health decisions and take that out of their hands and put it in the hands of bureaucracies. And find ways to deal with it and to keep our economy and our families and our communities thriving, and at the same time do the best we can to deal with the health concerns that we may have regarding that.
Representative Chris Stewart, thanks for stepping out of your real job. I guess this is part of the real job, right? Talking to the people, but we appreciate you joining us.
Straight ahead, if you missed our earlier conversation about the flash flooding and the family that got sick in Cedar City after they helped other families in Cedar City when the flash floods hit earlier this week, we're going to have the mom on the line straight ahead. And she's going to walk us through what happened and how sick her family got after they pitched in to volunteer to help people shovel out floodwaters from their basements.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.